Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within. It is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, serving you guys locally and being on the air now going on 7 years, which is incredible. And so it is such an honor to be on the air with you guys week in, week out. And I know we have a lot of avid listeners because many of you will text in, call in, show up at my office to become patients in the clinic. And you say, listen, your show is awesome. I've been listening to it for years. And finally, I decided to do something with my health. And so my main mission and really vision for the show is to give people the opportunity, the tools, the resources, and the action steps that they need in order to live their life without drugs, without surgeries, without injections. Don't get me wrong, there's a place for that, but not for chronic care. And so we know that we have to transform how we view and manage our health in order to be healthy and well without the need of drugs or surgery so that we can live to our God-given potential. If you look around what's happening right now, we are in a crisis in our culture. Even just look at our community, we're in an absolute crisis. And why I get up in the morning is to change how you view it. Change how you view it. We can't become like everybody else and just run to urgent care when things get bad or be on multiple prescription pills and just wait for that surgery to come out and wait for that new research study that says that this drug is now good for you. And so just realize that, you know, we make up 5% of the world's population in North America, but we take 75% of the world's drugs. I mean, that is an absolute crisis. And what we're seeing is that young people aren't immune to it. We're seeing young kids being sick. They're being diagnosed way too early with chronic illness, and they're just being prescribed pills. This past week, I went to the hospital two times to adjust babies, not because the baby is sick and suffering, but because the parents, the mom and dad, want to be proactive with their child's health. And since I am a chiropractor, we know the number one thing that has to be checked from birth is the spine. It's the one thing that gets damaged from birth. And there's more stress during the birth process than nearly many other things in our life. And so if there's damage from the birth, then we have to correct that so the baby has a chance to have the strongest immune system, has the progression in life is going to be optimal. And of course, digestion, sleep patterns, breastfeeding, all of that comes back to the health of their nervous system and spine. But that is overlooked. But what's amazing is this, is we're seeing this new the wake-up call of these parents. They're realizing that it's not okay for a 6 to 8 week old to be on medications. It's not normal. It's not okay. Although, unfortunately, it's becoming more and more common in our country. We're just missing the mark. That's just one example, guys. And so we know right now people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Many of you, you know, around the holiday season that we're in right now, that you realize that, okay, you look around and maybe you're the person that isn't where you want to be when it comes to health. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you have neck pain. Maybe you have low back pain. Maybe you are tired all the time or you can't sleep at night. Maybe you have digestive issues that you've had for years and it's time that you do something about it. But maybe that's you, or maybe you heard or you're going to hear people telling you about that or complaining to you about their health problems. For me, I hear about it every holiday, right? I'm like, whether it's Halloween, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, anytime there's a family or friend function, I see or hear about sickness. That's unfortunate. It's not okay with me. And so literally, that's why I do what I do. That's why I've been in practice for 10 years. We see thousands of people per week getting amazing results when other doctors said that they couldn't get the results. And so what we do on this show is I want to give you things that you can do today that's going to change your life for tomorrow. Because we realize this, that the principles of getting healthy and well and being to the health that you want to be in, the principles are very simple, but the application and the content or context, if you want to call it, may be more difficult in our culture. I mean, it is easier to be sick in our culture than it is to be well. Look at how many fast food restaurants there are. Look and see how many box food, quick meals there are. Look and see how many urgent cares there are. People just don't have enough time. They don't have enough money to invest in their health. That's what they're lying to themselves about. And so what I've realized is our culture has now come down to really basing their health decisions off of three things. One, is it convenient? Is getting healthy convenient? And we all know the answer, absolutely not. But I follow up that question with, is it more convenient than being in the hospital, ER, urgent care, going to your primary physician again to get more pills, going to a specialist to get more pills? What is more convenient? See, first you would say it's more convenient. It's not convenient to get healthy. But actually, if you compare in comparison, in contrast, doing everything you can to be healthy and well proactively is going to be way more convenient in the long haul than it is to be sick, suffering, and in a crisis care system. So actually, it is more convenient, but up front, it doesn't seem convenient. Secondly, is that we say, well, I want to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable, but I also want to get healthy, which means everyone's got to be doing what you're doing. You're never going to feel bad. It's going to be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. And the fact is this: healing doesn't always feel great. Going to the gym after not going for 5 years does not really feel great. Eating a kale salad doesn't necessarily feel great. Getting adjusted for the first time in your life not always feels amazing. Taking a supplement if you don't like taking supplements doesn't always feel great, right? But in contrast, doing things proactive for your health to get well is going to feel way better than being in the hospital bed under anesthesia, being pumped full of medications, sitting in an ER room to find out your insurance isn't covering it. That brings me to the third thing. Once again, I talked about convenience. I talked about comfortability. Third thing is this. We think that if we approach our health decisions with a cheap mindset saying, well, what does my insurance cover? What does my Medicare cover? It's going to cover everything. You guys know even more than I do that it's not going to cover what you need, right? I mean, for goodness sakes, if you look at the Medicare guidelines, they dictate what every other insurance company covers for you. And it says this: we will not pay for any preventative maintenance or wellness care. I'm going to say that again. So Medicare and insurance companies will not pay for any preventative maintenance and wellness care. That is literally in their guidelines. Do we have a problem? I think we do. I think we're in a crisis, and I think people aren't waking up and saying, listen, our health, whether it's good or bad, is our responsibility. So we have to be okay with getting inconvenienced as long as we're trying to get well. We have to be okay with getting uncomfortable as long as we're trying to get well and healthy. And then three is we got to get okay with the fact that it's not going to necessarily be cheap to get healthy and well. It won't, but sickness won't be cheap either. The number one reason for bankruptcy, especially when people are in retirement, is for sickness. It's not because they bought a big house or went on too many cruises. The number one reason for bankruptcy across the board, but especially it's heightened, is in retirement, is for sickness and disease. Think about that. You work your entire life to be retired, and now you're sick and suffering. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with people not living the life that they're called to live. And, you know, in our clinic, when we see people come into the office and they're getting amazing results, they're getting incredible results. They're throwing away the cane. They're throwing away their blood pressure medication. They're losing 20 pounds here and there. Their low back pain that they were taught that they needed surgery doesn't need surgery anymore. Like, that's what we see. That's all I know. That's all I expect for my health, for my family's health, for my patient's health, for my team's health in my office, is I expect your body to be healing. And this is what's amazing, is science actually proves that your body is designed to heal. And it desires to heal, right? So watch this. So your body is designed to heal, and it desires to heal. A few weeks back, I tried to help my wife in the kitchen. That's a bad decision. And I burnt my hand really bad. But now you can barely see a scar. Why? Because my body started to heal it instantly. started to heal. Why did it raise when it got when I had a burn? Because the white blood cells start to be produced to help fight off any infection in that area. Why was it red and inflamed? Because the body's trying to make blood flow to that area to help me heal, right? My body healed, and this was amazing. I didn't have to will it. It happened. There's seen miracles and there's unseen miracles. We see both in our clinic. A patient that has seen incredible miracles in their body, her name's Kara. Kara has been a patient in our clinic now for just over 2 years. And when she came in, she had horrible IBS symptoms, digestive problems. She came in because she heard us on the radio and she said, listen, I can't function anymore with my digestive system. I heard you on the radio. It made complete sense. I go, what have you done, Kara, for it? She goes, well, I've been to 3 GI specialists. I've been to my primary. I've been to a holistic doctor, tried some supplementation, but I never been to a corrective care chiropractor. I go, why not? She goes, well, I just thought chiropractic was for back pain. And just so you guys know, the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out of the spine to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So for Kara's stomach to work, for her gallbladder to work, for her small intestine to work, for her large intestine to work, for her colon to work, guess what had to be functioning? Her nervous system. We did a full exam of Kara, checked out her spine, and guess what? We saw on her x-rays a scoliosis that no one ever told her about. She goes, but I don't feel bad. I go, you don't have to feel bad. You feel bad in your gut, though, don't you? She goes, yes. I go, these nerves in the lower back go straight to the gut. This is the last thing that you've never checked when it should have been the first. Would you agree? She said, yeah, but I never knew where to go. I never knew where to go. She goes, I can't believe no one's ever told me I have scoliosis. No one's ever told me that there's damage in my lower back putting pressure on the nerves. And no one's ever told me that there's something that can be done about it. She goes, so you're telling me if we start to correct the spine, meaning taking pressure off the nerves with specific chiropractic adjustments and spinal rehab, you're telling me that when the pressure's taken off, the body's going to heal? I go, absolutely. And as a side effect, as the body heals, what happens to your gut, Kara? She goes, it's going to improve. I go, absolutely. And this is what's amazing. It all started with her coming into the clinic. And our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. But it all started with her coming into the clinic. Normally, for people to come into our clinic, it's $140 for a new patient exam, which does include x-rays to see if we can help you. If you're like Kara and you've been dealing with digestive issues for a long time, and it's time to see if we can help you, listen, all you have to do is this. To get a new patient appointment right now, it's not going to be $140. It's only going to be $40. Only $40. That covers everything you need, including x-rays, exam, everything. An hour sitting down with a doctor. Normally it's $140, but if you call right now, you have to call right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You got to call right now. When you call, we will schedule you and we'll take a $40 payment over the phone to hold your appointment time. And that way when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and it's been an incredible show today. If you're just tuning in, do not turn the station. This show is going to be incredible for you, and I encourage you to listen week in, week out. That's really kind of how our followers and our listeners learn more and more and more about how to get healthy and well. And last segment, we talked about just what people are really basing their health off of in our country isn't accurate. We're really lumping it in the 3 C's on how to get healthy. One is that we have to be convenient, it has to be comfortable, and it has to be cheap. And guess what? It's not working. It's just not working in America. The numbers of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, autism, ADHD, asthma, allergies, sleeping disorders, weight gain or obesity, these numbers are going up. The numbers are going up. They're getting higher. They're getting more and more and more. These numbers are climbing. And so what's happening is that we just try to keep throwing the same solution at these problems, and it's getting worse. So we see hospitals getting bigger. We see urgent cares on literally every corner. I was just driving around town down in Clayton, and I saw literally within a mile of each other, I saw four urgent cares. I mean, are you kidding me right now? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's a place for those urgent cares to save your life in a crisis, but people are going there for antibiotics over and over and over again. They're going over there for pain and for over and over and over again. And so it's like, it's crazy what's happening is that hospitals are getting bigger. Parking lots of hospitals are getting packed. There's bigger buildings. There's more doctors. There's more drugs. There's more surgeries. I mean, look around. Look around us. And disease is getting worse. We got to step back and say, okay, listen, there's a place for life-saving crisis care. It's not that, yeah, I want everyone to hear me clear on this, that some of my friends are medical doctors, surgeons, married to a nurse, pharmacist, right? It's not the people that are bad. They want the best for their patients. It's the system that's broken. The system is completely flawed and completely broken. And let me tell you why. In short, is that the system, you know, when it first was developed years ago, right? Let's just stick with 30 years ago. When things were happening 30 years ago in our system, it was designed for life-saving care. Medication was designed and prescribed for no longer than 1 month at a time. Some medications 2 weeks at a time, 7 days. Max was about 3 months at a time with a serious bacterial infection. That's it. Now we're getting the medications chronically. It's insane to me that the system is so broken because it's a system that was once saving lives. And I believe it does still save lives in a crisis situation, but we're applying a crisis situation to something that's chronic in nature. It's just not working out, right? And so last segment, we talked about how Kara, who has IBS, digestive issues, was going to all these specialists, trying to get healthy and well. And guess what? When she came to our clinic, the first thing we did is we checked out the health of her spine and her nervous system. Why did we do that? It's because the spine and the nervous system controls everything in the body. It was controlling her gallbladder. It was controlling her stomach, her small intestine, her large intestine, her colon. Her spine was her nervous system was controlling all of that. And if her spine is damaged, her nervous system cannot function. We found that she had scoliosis in her lower back she had no idea about. She had degeneration in her lower back. And within six months, Kara's digestive issues were completely gone. Acid reflux was gone. IBS was gone. No more scopes, no more GI specialist visits. Now Kara's been under care for 2 years in my clinic, and she goes, I have my life back. I have my life back. And I asked her just a couple weeks ago, I go, Kara, what if you didn't come into the clinic? What if you came to the office, saw your scoliosis, and did nothing about it? What do you think would happen? She goes, I don't know, Dr. Nick, but I just know one thing. It would be horrible at this point. Not only would my spine be bad, my digestive issues would be bad. IBS would be worse. I'd be all in debt more and more with these specialist visits. And see, Kara has her life back, guys. This is why I get up in the morning. This is why we have this show, is to give people hope that there's answers. There's answers. You just got to find what's causing your problem, and you have to do everything you can to correct it without drugs or surgery if at all costs. Try to correct it without drugs or surgery at all costs, because we just know and we see people that get surgery, get on multiple pills, and guess what? They come to our clinic and they say, I wish I would have came here a long time ago. I wish I would have came to your clinic before I tried all this other stuff medically, before I would have went to the pain center, before I did a surgery. I wish I would have came here first. I hear that every single day from different patients. And, you know, when you hear that over and over and over again now for 10 years in practice, you know, when I hear that over and over again, it breaks my heart to think that people don't do anything for their health until sometimes it's too late, or they're hopeless. You know, I think we got to step back and say, listen, hey, what are we currently doing for our health today that's going to influence our results tomorrow? What are we doing for our health today that's going to influence our results tomorrow? Because at the end of the day, there's no gray area for our health. It's either every decision you make, whether it's good or bad, listen, as long as you take ownership of it, responsibility for it, that's absolutely fine, right? We know what's better for you. What's better for you, a soda or water? Everyone knows water's better for you, but why do people still drink the soda? Because they want that taste. They want the carbonation. They want the sugar. It's an addiction, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, we can't say, oh yeah, well, I never drink water. I drink four to seven sodas a day. I wonder why I'm dehydrated. Well, I know why you're dehydrated. You're drinking soda and no water, right? We can't just like throw up our hands and be like, I don't know why I have high blood pressure. I have no idea why. I just had a really big pastrami sandwich for lunch, and I washed it down with two big sodas. Well, I know why you have high blood pressure. You can't just say, well, it's my genes. That's a lie, guys. It's not our genes. In the 80s, they thought that 50% of your health, your health results went back to your lifestyle, and 50% went back to your genetics. That's what they thought in the 80s. So now, newsflash, same researchers came out saying, well, we were wrong. What we found is there's something called epigenetics, EPI genetics. And what that is showing is that less than 10% of what happens to you when it comes to your health goes back to your genetics. That's right. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, weight, acid reflux, menstrual cycle issues, sleeping problems, depression and anxiety. Less than 10% of what happens to you goes back to your genetics. 90% of what happens to you is really what you do or don't do to your body, right? It's not very fun if you don't take responsibility, right? But I'm okay with people if people do what they want to do with their health, as long as they take responsibility, I'm cool with that. I'm absolutely cool with that. We have patients that don't want to change their nutrition. Okay, don't change your nutrition. That's completely fine, right? But what are you going to do that's going to benefit you? And maybe they exercise. They're getting adjusted in my clinic. Maybe they take a supplement, right? No one's going to be perfect, but at the end of the day, we can't just not take responsibility. So every decision we make, whether it's good or bad, is going to influence one way or the other, right? If we eat an apple for us, it's going to be better than if we eat a donut. Everyone knows that, right? So we can't just realize that it's on us, right, on what we do to our body. So getting adjusted versus not getting your spine adjusted is a distinctive change. I'm going to get my spine adjusted so my nerve system is functioning optimally. So I have the best opportunity for my spine to be healthy and well as long as I'm at my age now and as long as I age, right, as I get older. Or, hey, I think chiropractors are crazy. My back doesn't hurt. I'm not going to take care of my spine. Well, don't wonder why you have disc degeneration down the road. Don't wonder why you have back pain. Don't wonder why you have organ issues. Just know that you didn't take care of your spine. Just be cool with that, right? And so understand this, though, is that there's patients that come in week in, week out who have been told that there's no hope, and we restore hope by getting them the results that they want. You know, we talked about CARES, digestive issues who completely vanish after about 6 months of care, IBS gone, acid reflux gone. She's still a patient. She's been a patient for 2 years. She's awesome. And you know, it all started with her listening to the show. That's what I love about it is that when people listen to the show long enough, sometime I'm acts like I'm speaking to you, right? It's almost like I'm speaking straight to you, right, or the listener. And so, you know, I just know that, you know, guys, that we're passionate about what we do in our clinic. I'm passionate about what I do in my clinic. Sometimes I come off as yelling at you first thing in the morning. It's because I just want the best for my listeners. I want the best for my listeners. I want the best for my patients. Because we know that if the truth is there, then all we have to do is know what the truth is and apply the truth to our life when it comes to health, and we'll get the results we've always desired. You know, one of those people that I've seen amazing results with is Sharon. Sharon is a patient that has been in the office now for just about 6 months, and she was listening to us to the radio show. She called in, and she called in for neck pain, and really she wanted to lose weight. So the first thing she says is like, hey, Dr. Nick, can you help me lose weight? And I go, listen, Sharon, we got to figure out what you've done in the past, where you're at now, and most importantly, where you want to go with your health to figure out as a side effect, how do we get you to lose weight, right? Weight loss isn't an indication that you're healthy. Weight loss is a side effect sometimes of getting well and healthy over time, right? So Sharon goes, so what else is going on outside of you want to lose weight? She goes, well, I have this neck pain. I just can't get rid of this neck pain. I've tried everything. I've been to my neurosurgeon. He said it's not bad enough yet. So they tried sending me to the pain center. I got injections in my neck, and guess what? That's not working, right? It's not working. And I go, so what are you doing now? She goes, they just put me on anti-inflammatories. I live off of ibuprofen every day because I can't function. But at the end of the day, how do I lose weight, right? She wasn't getting it. Sharon wasn't getting it. She wanted the outward appearance of health to be skinnier, right? That weight loss. But she was ignoring what her body was yelling at her with her neck. And by the way, guys, just so you know, is that the nerves in the neck, they control our hormones. They control our metabolism. They control our thyroid gland. They control our sleep patterns. And let me tell you this. If I were to give Sharon the best workout plan in the world when she first came in, what would have happened to her neck? It would have gotten what? Better or worse? It would have gotten way worse. She would have been on more medication, would have been more specialists, injections, you name it. Well, we did a full exam of Sharon's spine, full set of x-rays. Normally from the side of the neck, it has to be at 45 degrees. She was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck, which was putting pressure on the nerves, the joints, and the disc spaces, causing everything she was suffering with and dealing with for years. I'll never forget when I showed her x-rays, the light bulb went off. She goes, I can't believe no one's ever told me this. My MD said everything looks fine with a little arthritis, but I shouldn't be in this much pain. I go, no, Sharon, this is what's causing the pain. This is what's causing hormone problems. This is what's causing you not able to lose weight loss resistance. Do you want to fix this? Now, Sharon had an opportunity to say, listen, I want to go yes or no. No means cover up the pain, try some drastic diet, and try to get where she wants to go. Or yes means we're going to fix this. As a side effect, you're going to heal better, feel better, and therefore you're going to lose weight. Well, she picked yes. And it all started with her coming to a clinic, calling from the radio show, coming to the clinic. And our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester and McKnight. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Listen, normally for people to come into the office for a new patient appointment, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you have neck pain and you want to lose weight maybe, right, whether it's one or the other or both, many people it's both, if you want to make an appointment, get x-rays, see if we can help you. Normally it's $140, but this is the thing, if you're listening right now, and you call right now, it's only $40. So you literally save $100 if you call right now. This is the catch. You got to call. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and it's been an incredible show so far. We were just talking about like just the myths and the hypocrisy that's happening in our culture right now, where we want to be well, we just don't really know where to go. I mean, we do have one of the best life-saving crisis care emergency systems in the world in America, meaning hospitals, urgent cares, specialists, right? We have one of the best systems in the world to save your life, but we have actually one of the worst systems in the world to get you well. I'll never forget this. This is about 4 years ago now. Crazy how time flies. And a middle-aged man came in, and those are the best. They always care about their health, right? If you are one or you're married to one, you know what I'm talking about. Usually it's like the, if it's not broke, don't fix it mentality, right? Which, by the way, that term is now like aging out a little bit, literally and figuratively. It's literally aging out. We're not hearing that as much anymore from patients, because what they're seeing, whether them as individuals or maybe their parents, they're seeing that if you wait till it's broke to fix it, sometimes you can't fix it. Or it takes more time, it takes more money, right? So I'll never forget. His name was Bill. Bill came in 4 years ago, heard us on the radio, and I said, Bill, so why are you here? He's like, well, I've heard chiropractors are pretty crazy. I go, yeah, I'm pretty crazy, passionate about health, but that's about it, right? He goes, no, I just heard that you guys can help people. Sometimes you can't, you know, but I don't really know much about it. So I went over what chiropractic is. And chiropractic is that your that we want to get your body to heal and function at 100% by releasing the pressure that's on your nervous system by spinal adjustments and allowing the body to heal itself. That's what we want, without the use of drugs or surgery if possible, right? And that's our main goal. We want to correct the cause of interference in your spine so the body can heal itself. That's what we do. He goes, well, it sounds pretty good. He goes, it sounds like I need to be here, but I just don't know if I believe in chiropractic yet. So anyway, long story short, Bill was on 6 medications. He was overweight. He had all these specialists. He had like 4 primary medical doctors, just crazy stuff. Had been through a heart attack. So, you know, what he was doing wasn't working. So if you're one of those people, that's where it's like, I'm going to stick with my medical doctors and medication and surgeries and specialist visits. If it's not working for your health, it's time that you change the solutions, right? We got to change the correction of what you're doing, right? We got to change that. And so Bill's like, yeah, let me see my x-rays. And we looked at Bill's x-rays. They were awful. Degeneration, bone spurs, disc spaces that were literally gone. There was no way his body was healing based off of the health of his spine. He goes, well, x-rays don't lie. They're pretty much, they're black and white. I see what normal looks like, and that's my spine. I have a serious problem, and I got to get it fixed. And I'll never forget, fast forward about 3 months into care, Bill was still a skeptical person, just in general. Not with us as much anymore, but just in general. And he had trusted the medical system so much so that he had lost his health over the last 30 years. And I'll never forget, it was after a Thanksgiving weekend. He comes into the office that next week and says, Dr. Nick, the light bulb has gone off. I finally get what you guys are doing here with providing a healthcare delivery system and a healthcare model so that people can actually take responsibility for their health and transform the future, our future, as individuals, as family members, whatever it is, right? I finally get it. And I go, okay, Bill, so what got you to get it? How'd you get there? Because I know it wasn't eating a lot of turkey. I know it wasn't eating all the cranberry sauce. I know it wasn't, you know, eating more mashed potatoes and gravy, which I'm sure you did, right? Billy goes, you know it. You know I did, right? I goes, I know it wasn't that. So what was it? He goes, on the way to my in-law's house, I passed 3 different hospitals. It takes a little bit to get there. And I kid you not, Dr. Nick, that every single parking lot was full to the brim. It was full. There was no parking. This is over Thanksgiving weekend. He goes, for the first time, I realized the hypocrisy of this, that people in our culture are trying to get healthy, but they're going to places like hospitals, for instance, of sickness, disease, and crisis care to try to gain health. And guess what? It's not working, is it? I go, what do you think, Bill? He's like, if it was working, the parking lots wouldn't be full of people. The parking lots wouldn't be packed. There wouldn't be Barnes Jewish Hospital wouldn't be growing by the day. There wouldn't be more urgent cares on every corner. It's just not working. The model that I thought was going to save my life 4 years ago is now not working. He got it. It wasn't because he ate too much turkey. It's because he took the blinders off. He looked and saw the crisis that's occurring in our culture, even just here in St. Louis. And you realize you cannot, if you're trying to gain health, real health and healing, you cannot go to a place of sickness, suffering, crisis care, and disease to try to get healthy. That's for the people that have to get their life saved, not for chronic conditions. He got it. And so our culture, I think one of the things we have to do is just kind of take the blinders off and realize that, listen, what we're currently doing as a culture isn't working. No one's getting, very few people are getting healthier. Numbers are going up. The efficiency of our healthcare model is broken. It's not working. And I think we got to take the blinders off, one. And then two, I think we have to kind of look, we got to realize that we got to take the earmuffs off of what our body is telling us. Now, what that means is this, is that any symptom that our body has, although that it may feel bad, or any diagnosis that we've been given, although it may feel bad, something has caused that. And our body is trying to tell us that something is not healthy and is not right. And what we do as a culture is we ignore it and just keep pounding through, right? Two is we take medications or get injections that numb it and we just keep going. Or three is we can figure out what's causing it. In order for us to figure out what's truly causing our symptoms, we have to be super sensitive to what our body is saying. We have to listen to our body, actually. So there's two things I'm going to ask you to do today is just take the blinders off of what's happening or what's happening in our culture, and just look and see, are we healthy? How many kids are getting medicated? How many urgent cares are popping up? Like, how many people are using canes and walkers now? If you go to Walgreens, it says the corner of happy and healthy, which doesn't make sense, right? I mean, think about that. I mean, we got to wake up to this. Take the blinders off, right? And secondly, we've got to take the earmuffs off so we got to listen and become super sensitive to what our body's saying. We have to. The segment we talked about, or earlier segments, I'm sorry, we talked about Kara, who had IBS issues. Now it's completely reversed. All of her GI symptoms are completely gone because we found scoliosis. We started to correct the scoliosis in her lower back, and she got her life back. Then we talked about Sharon, who came into the office to try to lose weight and get rid of her neck pain, stop getting injections, stop going to the pain management center, get off of her anti-inflammatories. Well, 2 months after she started care in their office, she had already lost 18 pounds, and her neck pain was severely decreased, which is great. So it got down by 90% improvement, which is insane. Off all of her medications in 2 months, Sharon got her life back. And one of those people that I wanted to share with you today, his name is Greg. And Greg came in, and he'd ignored his body, self-admittedly, for the last 20 years. So from the age of 30 to 50, he pretty much ignored his body. He was just trying to be a dad, but he also liked to play golf. And he goes, I always have this low back pain and sciatica, which is numbness and tingling down the leg, that I just get stretched out whenever it flares up. And I go, all right, Greg, well, how long have you been dealing with this? He's like, oh, it happens at least once a month for the last 10 years. I go, so it's happening too often, would you say? He goes, yes. I go, would you say it's getting better or worse? He goes, well, it's getting way worse. He goes, I just thought it was because I sit at a desk. I thought it was that I play a lot of golf. I go, well, those can contribute to the problem, but something else is causing the numbness and tingling, the low back pain and the sciatica. Something else is causing that. It's not just sitting a lot, right? Well, when Greg came in for his new patient appointment, we did a full exam of his spine. We checked out posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays. As I was going through his history and his goals, where he is now and where he wants to be, he goes, listen, I want to lose a good 75 pounds. I also want to get off my blood pressure medications, my cholesterol medications. Oh, and by the way, I want my low back pain and sciatica to go. I want all of that. You know, when Greg came in, it was because he heard us on the radio, and he's like, listen, I gotta come into the office. That's where it all started, is I got to come into the office. And so it all started with, we would have never known if we could help Greg until he came to our office. So, and our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. But it all started with him listening to the show and calling in and coming in to see if we can help him. Well, fast forward now, Greg's been a patient for about 2 years. And what's amazing with Greg is that he has now lost 75 pounds. He looks incredible. He's off his blood pressure and cholesterol medications. Oh, and by the way, when he does play golf, he feels amazing. He's getting better scores than ever before on the golf course. And his low back pain and sciatica is gone. And guess what he doesn't need anymore? He doesn't need medications. He doesn't just need to stretch out his lower back. We got to the cause of his problem, which was damage in his lower back. We started to correct that with chiropractic, and he got his life back. Now, normally, if you're walking off the street to see if we can help you, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you, it's only $40. This is the catch. You got to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call is this, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and today has been an incredible show, just talking about really how people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. People are over-medicated in our country. We make up 5% of the world's population in North America, but we take 75% of the world's drugs. We also talked about how you know, our, when it comes to our health, it's in our hands, right? I mean, it's, of course, we can't control everything. And newsflash, we'll all die from something. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure people have the power of choice to transform how they view and manage their health without the use of drugs or surgery so that they can live to their God-given potential. That's why I want people to listen to the show. That's why I want people to come to my clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri at the corner of Manchester McKnight. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. That's why I get up in the morning. That's why we reach the unreached with events that we do in the community. And it's just, when we see people's lives transform, you can't help but wanting to see that for everybody. Now, that transformation may be in the form of what Kara went through. It's a lady that we talked about earlier on the show, a patient of ours that came in with horrible acid reflux and horrible IBS. Her GI specialist says, I don't have any idea what's going on. Just take these medications. With Kara, she was hopeless when she came in. We found that she had a scoliosis that was never told about or it was never found. We started to correct that scoliosis with specific spinal corrective care. And what happened is that her IBS completely vanished. She canceled all of her GI specialist visits, and she's doing so much better. She has no more gut issues whatsoever. She looks better. She feels better. And she has her life back. Whether that's Sharon. Sharon was a patient, still is, who came in with wanting to lose weight. Well, Sharon's lost over 30 pounds at this point. Her neck pain is completely gone. She was getting injections in her neck every month. She was having to take anti-inflammatories. And whatever concoction that her pain management center was giving her, she was taking that for her neck pain. Well, Sharon is off all of her medications, and she is to her pre-baby weight, which is amazing, right? Pre-baby weight, right? So Kara's got her life back. Sharon's got her life back. We talked about Greg, who is an avid golfer. He said he ignored his body from the age of 30 to 50. He had gained a lot of weight. He had gained over 100 pounds that he didn't want. He was on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. His low back pain was now creeping into his legs, called sciatica. He was trying to just stretch it away. And what he found is that we found damage in his lower back and in his neck area, putting pressure on the nerves in his spine. Therefore, his body wasn't able to heal. And why it wasn't able to heal is the brain wasn't able to get the signals from the brainstem down the spinal cord, out the spine across those nerve roots that go out to his pancreas, that go out to his kidneys, that go out to his liver. His body wasn't able to heal. Well, fast forward. Now, Greg's been a patient for 2 years. He's off all of his medications. He's off blood pressure medication. He's off his cholesterol medication. His low back pain and sciatica is completely gone. Oh, and by the way, he told me last week that he lost 74 pounds. He's lost 74 pounds. He looks like a new person. And he didn't starve himself there, right? He ate well, he ate healthy, he exercised, but most importantly, he started getting his spine corrected. That's where it all started. See, when you see transformation like we do every single day, and you also hear that these patients say, I wish I would have heard about you when I was a kid or a teenager or when I was before this all happened, that's what fires us up. Like we are lit up by seeing transformation, that we're lit up by seeing stories, and my staff is too. I ask my staff, I always ask them, hey, what can I do to keep you motivated, to keep you engaged, to keep you happy? They go, we just want to see more testimonies. We want to see more people having testimonies about healing. We want to see people that are throwing away their walker and their cane. People who are told that they can never get off medication are now getting off medication. Their doctor's taking off this medication. We want to see diabetes type 2 reversed in the clinic. We want to see life transformation happen for people. That's what we want. That's why we have a clinic. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why we do all these external events, is because we want to see miracles happen. And I'm sure, as I said in a previous segment, that you know, around the holidays, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it is, whether it's you or someone that you love and care about, friends or family, you realize how unhealthy you or someone you know and love and care about is. Whether they're popping pills, whether they're they're overweight, whether they can't sleep at night, they got the bags under their eyes, they're loading up on coffee in the afternoon time because they don't have enough energy to even communicate with you, whether it's you and you know you're in pain and you know you don't want to suffer anymore. Listen, one of the biggest things that I see around the holidays is that it wakes me up a little bit more. It wakes me up because I realize that when people should be spending time with their family, friends some alone time to rejuvenate for the next year, what I see is that people are suffering even more. They don't have the energy, they're high stress, they're relying on medications to get through life. The parking lots at urgent cares and at hospitals are packed. When people should be hanging out with their families and enjoying quality time with their kids or grandkids or even great-grandkids, they're at a hospital. They're at a hospital. I'll never forget the memories I had of with my grandfather who was in the hospital. He had heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, the trifecta. We can't say that's genetic, by the way, because only less than 10% of what happens to our health goes back to genes. I'm going to say that again. Less than 10% of our health goes back to our genetics. So 90% is on what we do or don't do to our body. But I'll never forget with my grandfather. He's passed now. But my grandfather, I'll never forget as a kid going to see him on Christmas Day in the hospital. I'll never forget that. When a time when he should be playing with, throwing a ball with me or, you know, sitting around the fire and you know, talking about Santa Claus as a kid, right? He was in the hospital. The last place anyone should be. And so getting sick is inconvenient. Getting sick is not cheap. Getting sick is not comfortable. What's interesting, as I shared earlier in the show, though, when we want to get healthy, we use those three excuses, don't we? When I actually want to get healthy and when I want to get well, I want to feel better, I want to look better, I want to be the person that God designed me to be, we actually use those three things. Is that, wait, it's not convenient enough, meaning I don't have enough time. Two is that it's not comfortable enough, which means I'm the only one doing this stuff. Everyone else is sick around me. It's really hard to get uncomfortable, and sometimes it doesn't feel good. So I don't know if I want to do that. And then three is that that we want it to be cheap, and guess what? It's just not cheap. But I tell you this, it's more convenient, it's more comfortable, and it's cheaper to get healthy proactively than it ever will be to try to deal with a crisis or a sickness or a disease. So around this time, around the holidays, we have to wake up and say, let's take the blinders off. Let's see what other people around me are struggling with. Let's see how people are just suffering, just to kind of wake you up a little bit and realize that, listen, we're not immune. No one's immune to sickness and disease in our country. But we have to do everything we can to be healthy, right? We talked about earlier, like, there's no gray area when it comes to health. There's either you're going to make a right decision or you're going to make a poor decision, a wrong decision. It's completely on you and me, whatever we want to do. But if we make a wrong decision, right, if we eat donuts and soda and we don't sleep at night and I sit at a desk all day, I can't throw up my hands like the next week and be like, I wonder why I feel bad. We know why you feel bad. Look what you did to your body the last weekend, right? You destroyed it, right? You destroyed it. Or the last years, I should say, you destroyed it. We can't throw up our hands and say, I don't know what happened anymore. So I think we gotta realize that every decision we make, whether it's good or bad, will impact us in one way or the other. So no one's perfect, don't get me wrong, but if we make more decisions on the healthy side of lifestyle, on the healthy side of taking care of our spine and nutrition and drinking water and sleep patterns, if we make more positive decisions there and positive action steps, then it will trump the negative ones over time, right? It will trump all the bad ones over time, hopefully. And so I will tell you this, though, that we got to start listening to our body, though, to know where we're at. We got to listen to our symptoms. We got to realize that our body may be yelling at us, but it's time that we listen to that. It's time that we listen to that. Because symptoms are a blessing. See, our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. It wants to heal. It desires to heal. And symptoms are a blessing because the body's saying, hey, something's not right. Let's figure this out. What we can't do anymore is just ignore it, suffer through it, take medications, and falsely, blindly cover it up. We can't do either of those things. We got to figure out what's causing it. And one of those people that came into our clinic who was just fed up, she was fed up. Her name is Michelle. Michelle came into the clinic, it was about a year ago, around this time, around Thanksgiving. She came into the office about a year ago, and she came in, she goes, Dr. Nick, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's where I got that, when I always use that on the air, that's where I got that from. I got it from Michelle. Michelle goes, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. She goes, I go to bed tired. I wake up tired. When I'm eating lunch, I'm falling asleep. I it's crazy. She goes, I'm fatigued all the time. I just feel so tired. By the way, she was in her late 30s. She goes, I feel like I'm in my 60s. She goes, I feel older than I actually am. I go, what have you done for this? She goes, well, I went to my endocrinologist and he just gave me thyroid medication. And he says it keeps getting worse. I go, what else have you done? She goes, well, I went to my sleep specialist. He gave me a CPAP machine because my sleep patterns just keep getting worse. And I go, okay, Michelle, has the thyroid medication seemed to help you? She goes, no, the numbers haven't changed. Okay, has the CPAP machine seemed to help you? She goes, no, I still wake up tired. I go, what else do you have going on? She goes, well, I do have this numbness and tingling in my arm, my shoulder, and it won't go away. She goes, I'm also getting headaches now. I go, what have you done for both of those? She goes, I just pop ibuprofen. That's what my medical doctor told me, to take anti-inflammatories or ibuprofen. I go, how's that working? She goes, it's not working. It keeps getting worse. It's not working. It keeps getting worse. So when Michelle came into our clinic, she was, of course, hopeless. She was sick and tired of being sick and tired. She felt 30 years older than she actually was. She was on thyroid medication, and also she had a CPAP machine, and she had chronic headaches and numbness and tingling in her arm. We did a full exam of her spine. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays on her spine. We wanted to determine if there was damage in the nerves that went to her thyroid and damage in the upper neck that controls the melatonin production. We also wanted to see her lower neck if there was damage there, because that affects the nerves that go to her arms and also cause the headaches. Well, guess what we found? We found damage. Fast forward, now it's been a year. Michelle's lost 15 pounds. She sleeps 8 to 9 hours a night. She's running around like a little kid in our office. Her endocrinologist took her off her thyroid medication. Her sleep doctor took her off her CPAP machine. And Michelle says she feels 10 years younger. In a year, she went from feeling in her 60s, like she was in her 60s, to now she feels like she's in her 20s again. She got her life back. But it all started with her coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If that sounds like you and you want to see if we can help you, normally it's $140 if you were to walk in off the street for a new patient appointment, which does include x-rays. But if you're listening right now, this is the catch. It's only $40 for a new patient appointment. That's it. This is the catch. You got to call in right now. When you call in, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. It's been an awesome show. Tune in next time and God bless. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing.